To the Dietitian Values Podcast, a space for conversations that go beyond lip speak, challenge the status quo, and hopefully create a space where we can learn and unlearn in connection and community. Join me, Laura Jean, accredited practicing dietitian, as I brain dump my thoughts, chat with insightful guests, and create a space where we'll probably end up with more questions than answers, but also a space for encouraging and inspiring accountable action. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Dietitian Values Podcast. Today I want to talk to you about showing up, and specifically I want to encourage you to keep showing up. Perhaps it's the thing you needed to hear today, or perhaps it's the encouragement that you need to keep going, to keep going after the thing that is deeply aligned with your values, that takes you where you want to go. So let's chat about showing up. Now, big caveat, I really want to say right from the start, I do not mean never quit. I do not mean never give up. And I definitely don't want to be confused with, like, you know, continuing to grit and grin and bear and, as the saying goes, flog a dead horse, which I don't know where that comes from. So I probably, yes, I should have learned by now not to just say sayings before I've checked them out. But you get my meaning. So I don't mean that. I don't mean showing up when it doesn't feel aligned. I don't mean keep showing up because you said you would. I don't mean keep showing up because you think you should. I mean keep showing up for the thing that you are passionate about, the thing that is values aligned, the thing that you would talk about for free. If only capitalism hadn't commodified all of meeting our core human needs, the thing that takes you where you want to go in your life, in your work, in your business, in all the places, that builds the kind of world or creates, cultivates the kind of world you want to be part of. Keep showing up for that. Now, in the nutrition world or in the area you work in, if you're hanging out here with me, chances are that you kind of talk about things in a way that's different from the status quo, or you work to support people in a way that's a little bit different from the status quo. And perhaps you have the kind of business that just takes longer to grow, that takes longer to go from an idea into something that can support you financially. And that can be tricky because it can leave you in that space of feeling doubt that this is the quote unquote right thing, doubt that you are quote unquote any good at doing this thing. When the reality is that some businesses just take more time than others. If you are in the non-diet, intuitive eating, weight inclusive kind of space, if you are in any kind of business that centers social justice and the oppression work, if you are trying to do things differently than what is seen in the industry or that what the humans you support are used to, then it will take more time. And more time for two reasons. One core reason, but running in multi directions, in two directions. The core reason is trust. Because when you are doing something differently, when it's something that people haven't seen or that that asks people to, you know, trust you and trust themselves, it's going to take a lot more time. And they're the two spaces that we need to take time for. And I love the quote from Adrienne Marie Brown, to move at the speed of trust. And while we're moving at that speed of trust, which is usually bloody slow, it's about remembering to keep showing up. And I think that's why it's really important to have that grounding in our values. I think it's why it's essential. It's such a key business tool, because having a deep grounding in your values and your why will help you to keep showing up when you are feeling a bit wobbly, maybe when you're doubting yourself, maybe when you're questioning it all, maybe when you're thinking, hey, maybe I should just pack it all in and go get a job, or maybe I should change my messaging and dilute it down or soften it up a bit. Keep showing up. Trust yourself. So I want to talk about trust a little bit in this, because I think we need to keep showing up to give both ourselves and other people the opportunity to trust. So the humans we're supporting, we want to give them time to cultivate trust in you. One of the ways we build trust or cultivate trust is by doing what we say we're going to do, by continuing to show up for the message or the area of work or the work that you do. You help somebody to cultivate trust in you. that you are really behind what you are talking about, particularly if it is something different, that you really believe in this and that you really are here for the long haul. So it helps people to build trust in you from that perspective. But also, the more they see you talking about this thing, the more they get kind of exposed to it. It helps them to build trust in what you're talking about. It helps them to build trust in you because they learn to know you. They learn to like you if they're sticking around, you would assume, unless they're just there to troll you, and they learn to build trust in you. It also cultivates space for them to build trust in themselves. If you are working in a way that is so different, people, you know, the culture and the systems we're part of mostly gaslight us all, right? So people's ability to trust themselves, particularly, you know, if I use the example of non-diet weight inclusive kind of space, that's the space that I've come from a clinical perspective, it took people a lot of time to build trust in themselves to say yes to doing things in that way. Because people still blamed themselves around why diets didn't work. They still blame themselves for not being able to stick to things, for not being able to see the results that, you know, experts / you know, quote unquote professionals, experts told them that they would by doing those things. The person they blamed is themselves. And so sticking around, showing up, you know, continuing to share your message, hold space, cultivate space for people to build trust in themselves. And I think I've shared this example on the podcast before, but when I worked in that space and in the online space around there, I had an email list. And there was somebody who was on my email list for 3 years before they signed up to work with me. They kind of indicated pretty early on that they were keen to work with me, but it took them that long to trust themselves. They trusted me. They shared that very openly, but because we were like relating over that time, but they didn't trust themselves yet to say yes to this different approach. And it took them 3 years, 3 years of me showing up, 3 years of us connecting, 3 years of them hearing what I shared and what I talked about to trust themselves enough to say yes to working together. So keep showing up because you never know who's lurking. You know, that person didn't lurk. We had an amazing relationship of talking and connecting even before we worked together officially. But make no mistake, that showing up for them and that relationship, you know, that was not transactional, allowed them to cultivate that trust and allowed them to move towards that space of saying yes to working together. So keep showing up. You know, you don't know who's there, who's lurking, who is looking at what you share, looking at what you say, and each different thing you do builds on, you know, kind of adds to what they, you know, what they need to hear to cultivate that trust. Trust in you, yes, but ultimately, I think trust in themselves. It's the same with this, with my business again here. You know, I just keep choosing businesses that take a long time. That's because they're always values aligned and they're doing things differently because that is one of my core values. So you might be somebody who has worked with me before, or perhaps we haven't. Perhaps you've been listening along here. And each time I share something, it helps you to build more trust in me, I would hope, but also in yourself. Trust in yourself, trust in your intuition, trust in your values, trust in your knowing that what has felt icky, what just hasn't kind of sat right for you, that it wasn't a you thing, that it really was something that was out of alignment for you. So this is why we keep showing up. This is why I keep showing up. This is why I encourage you to keep showing up, to keep sharing what you are passionate about, to keep sharing the thing that you know needs to exist in the world. Keep showing up. You know, it is, and you know, and to support you to keep showing up, have things in place that allow you to ground so deeply in that sense of knowing. So whether it's your values, knowing your values, knowing your why, having community, strong community connections, whether it's a business bestie, some sort of peer groups, whether it's reaching out to me and talking to me in those moments, or you know, getting formal support, whatever it might be, having that, cultivating those senses of community and those ways to connect, so that you don't feel like you're alone in this, so that you can be resourced to keep showing up. You don't have to do this alone. It's not this individualism, keep showing up, keep, like, you know, going at it. It's as much as anything, it's keep showing up for yourself. Keep showing up for the dream you have for the world, for the difference you want to make, and articulate that for yourself in whatever way works, whether it's through journaling or through like some sort of visual creative outlet, you know, where you can know what it is you are working towards. Keep showing up for the life you want to be living. Keep showing up for the difference you want to make in the world. Keep showing up for the kind of world you want to be part of. Keep showing up. So my little reminder to you, encouragement to you to do that if that's what you needed to hear right now. I'll link in the show notes to a couple of episodes I've, done. One around when to push. So that might help you, if you're like, oh, is this the thing that I want to be keeping showing up on? Is this really what I want to be working on? That episode talks a little bit around, there's like a little bit of a decision-making framework that you can use to support you around that. So rather than just like, yeah, all well and good, Laura, yep, keep showing up, yep, rah, 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 nice and motivational, but how do I know this is what I want to be keep showing up for? I'll link to that episode that might help you around that. Finding your values, of course, can really help, and I think it can give you that grounding. So I'll link to the 3-part series I did around finding your values, because I think that can give you, a really good sense of a space to come back to, a space to return to, a space to kind of re-energize and resource yourself to keep showing up. And also, of course, finding community and connection. I'll pop a link to an episode I've done around that, because I think that's really important and supportive as well. So keep showing up and resource yourself by grounding in your values and connecting to people who support you, to people who are, encouraging, and people who are aligned, values aligned. So I'll leave you with that. As always, I'm here to continue the conversation. And if you do need a space of support, or if you need something more than just this little motivational pep talk podcast to remind yourself to keep showing up, or to cultivate and create, your business and how you're doing your business in a way that allows you to do that, that resources you, that is actually regenerates the ability to be able to keep showing up, then know that's exactly what I'm here for. Okay, until next time. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you and the time you've given to me. If you like what you heard, please share it with your dietitian besties and subscribe on your platform of choice. Want more like this? Come follow along and continue the convo on Instagram, where I hang out at Dietitian Values. I'm so grateful for you and the opportunity to connect. Have a good one. Catch you next time on the Dietitian Values podcast. The Dietitian Values podcast is recorded on the unceded lands of the Ngambri and Ngunnawal people. I pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.